oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the Yes Live Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Robin Daly, host for the show and founder of Yes to Life, the UK's integrative cancer care charity. If you're listening for the first time and are thinking, well, what did he say? Integrative cancer care, what's that then? Well, I could sum it up by telling you that over the last couple of decades, it's become increasingly clear that you can radically improve someone's journey through cancer and possibly also improve their life expectancy, sometimes dramatically, by introducing lifestyle approaches such as nutrition, exercise, complementary therapies, and psychological and emotional support into their treatment program, massively broadening the scope of what is considered as cancer care and delivering better quality of life and outcomes. A diagnosis of cancer is one of the most unwelcome events anyone experiences, an enormous challenge to mind, body, and spirit. And quite naturally, those who love them want to be able to support them to soften the experience they're having in some way. The problem is sometimes knowing how to do that in a way that hits the spot, that isn't ultimately just another pressure. Well, today, I'm speaking to Linda Curtis, who's developed gifts for people with cancer that include helpful resources to support them through some of those difficulties they face. Hi, Linda. A warm welcome to the Yes Live Show.
It's so great to be here, Robin. Thank you for inviting me to be on your podcast.
Lovely. So today, we're going to be talking about a new initiative of yours that you created for people with cancer that you describe as wellness boxes. So this whole show is a sort of unashamed plug for these as, well, first of all, they're a great idea, but then they're also, they're being produced in aid of Yes to Life. So it has to be good. But before we hear the details about the wellness boxes, I wondered if you'd mind telling us a little about yourself, the story that brought you to Yes to Life and about your involvement with the charity.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Robin. Well, you know what? I have to say, as you know, I've been involved with the charity in some capacity for quite a number of years. Mm-hmm. I started my own cancer journey back in 2014 when I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And this was after moving to London from California. And from that point forward, I really immersed myself into the whole holistic health cancer community and nutrition world. So, you know, almost, it was probably about 10 years ago or almost 10 years ago when I started this journey. And then that's, of course, when I found out about Yes to Life. And I believe that was through, I'm not quite sure where I found out about you, but I knew I wanted to volunteer. I think that was about a year or two later that I started the volunteering training. But of course, with Yes to Life, that's how I found out about the PETE Institute, and it's been incredibly helpful on my own journey. And so back in 2019, I qualified up as a holistic health practitioner. And since then, I've been working with cancer clients as a cancer coach. And so what I do now is I work with cancer survivors who have completed treatment to really help support them so they can feel more energetic and more nourished. Using holistic and lifestyle changes. And then, of course, with Yes to Life, I've been, you know, referring you guys along the way the entire time. So that's pretty much my journey in a nutshell.
Great story. And so many people in this field, of course, are people who've already got their own experience of cancer. And that's what's actually, they've come across nutrition, say, and they're like, well, this is amazing, you know, what you can do to help yourself. I'm going to learn all about this. And I barely know a nutritionist who's helping cancer patients who isn't somebody who's had it themselves. That seems to be That's the kind of incubator for the great range of nutritionists that we have.
Absolutely. And I think it gives them, you know, it gives them really that insight of yes. Having gone through treatment and having the knowledge of how it feels to have the disease, and also just, you know, the kind of issues that one can go through, and not only health issues, but emotional issues as well.
Yeah, very important. Yeah, it means they do a really great job. Boom. Yeah. Okay, so back to the boxes. So they come under the collective title of Sunshine in a Box UK.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is the thinking behind these boxes, and who are you expecting to buy them, and why?
Okay, so great question. So over the past number of years, you know, I'm sort of immersed in the cancer community, and known quite a few people with cancer, quite a few family members supporting people with cancer. And so I started to notice what was out there for us, really. And I wasn't really impressed, because so many of these products and wellness boxes were full of just things that you can find on the high street. So not even exclusive, but special, you know. And I think when you're going through an illness like cancer, you want to feel special, you want to feel unique, you want to feel supported and comfort and all these things. And then secondly, a lot of the items that were featured in the boxes out there are purely or were not supportive for a cancer patient or survivor. And what I mean is that these products are high in sugar, not organic, or obviously if they're not edible products, they weren't ethically produced or sustainably packaged, and also weren't of premium quality. So I just feel like there was a need for that. There was a gap out there for that. And so I felt that I had reached out initially with this idea to Yes to Life, and thankfully everybody was on board. And so at that point, we decided to really poll the community and see what they would be interested in.
Great. So as we've already heard, you've got your own particular experience that I'm sure you brought to bear on the choices of items that are in the boxes. And that'll be both from your view as a person who's had cancer, but also through all your training, nutrition, and health coaching. So I would just be interested to hear a bit about how you went about selecting the particular items that you've included.
Sure. So, you know, I think I really wanted the box to be helpful for pretty much anyone going through a sort of a healing journey, but especially with cancer. And so, as I said, I reached out to you guys at Yes to Life, and we put a poll together. And this poll basically asked individuals, you know, what sort of things, A, would the box be helpful? And a huge percentage of people said yes, you know. And then secondly, what sort of products would be helpful for people? And so we were really, really specific. And what we found was that 71% of people were interested in herbal support remedies. And 60% were interested in herbal teas. And then following that, the top items that would be asked for were things like facial products for sensitive skin, books. Even a couple people were interested in sort of snacks, like healthy snacks as well. So all of this information really helped guide me in the choices that I made for the boxes. And, you know, I took sort of quite a long time figuring out what should be in there. And obviously, I want to, as time goes on, I want to sort of, you know, chop and change what people, depending on what people are asking for. I'm welcome to new ideas for the boxes. Obviously, you know, we don't have room for everything. So, you know, of course, there are things like scarves and blankets and things like that. But this is really based in you know, sort of like herbal remedies and things like that. And so that could be taken during treatment and, of course, after treatment.
Right.
So, of course, when I was thinking about the products, I wanted them to be ethically produced, eco-friendly, really, really high quality in sustainable packaging. And so a lot of the brands that are featured in the boxes are B Corp, and they take their sustainability very, very seriously, as well as the quality of everything that they're producing.
Well, you might just explain what B Corp means, because it's not something everybody's come across.
So it just means that their company has been found to be, you know, ethically produced and sustainable and really keeping the planet in mind, so that they're very environmentally conscious and all of those things.
Right. Okay. So all of this has led you to be very picky about whose products you buy. Particularly these days, there's so much greenwashing around.
Yes.
You know, things look good, but are they really? So I'm sure you've been in there forensically studying all the different brands of products. And so who have you ended up choosing, and why are you working with those brands?
Yes. So, you know, and I think for me too, I think the relationship is also important. So I have a relationship with pretty much all of these brands. And this has been over the years, using the products myself, using the items or recommending them to clients. And I think that's really important. I think when you have a brand that you use and they treat you well, you know, they're not just like, oh, this person, you know, I just want to sell more products, but they actually take the time to really nurture that relationship. I think that's really special. So I wanted to say that as well. But first and foremost, I'm really excited because we have Hifas de Terra, which is, and I know you work closely with them over there at Yes to Life too, Robin. I mean, they are fantastic. They are a woman owned, for those who don't know, they're a woman founded medicinal mushroom biotech with over 24 years of research into mycotherapy. You know, the scientific study of medicinal mushrooms. And I was introduced to them, I believe it was years and years ago, by Jillian Bertram, who, you know, we love at Yes to Life, a great friend of Yes to Life. And I began taking them extensively for myself at the start of my illness, my journey. And then, I've used them throughout the years.
Yeah.
And so, with the product that we're featuring in the boxes, we're featuring them in the Rejuvenate and the Nourish boxes. It's called Myco She, and this is the shiitake extract. And I actually spoke with Sophie Barrett, who is a medical herbalist, naturopath, and also the microtherapy advisor at Hifas de Terra, one of them. And she also did a recent interview with me, which we can link, I believe. And she talks all about how Myco She is very useful for metabolism. It reduces levels of cholesterol. It's great for the immune system. It also helps to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. And as I said, it's immune modulating. It activates macrophages. So it's also great for the liver. So there's so many wonderful things about Myco She. And we have the 30 capsules size in the boxes. So, you know, that was fantastic to have them included.
Yeah. Well, you're right. We've worked with Hifas de Terra for some time. They're great supporters, you know, behind a lot of our events, supporting us. So, great business supporter, basically. And personally, I'm a huge mushroom fan. I think they're kind of totally underrated by medicine in general, but you know, they are the most fantastic things, particularly for people going through cancer. So
and I love that they can be taken alongside treatment, and I think it's the Medina study, and you can get in touch with Hifas and they will send you all of the documentation, but they're absolutely fine to take during treatment. There's no interactions, which I absolutely love. I think that needs to be said.
It does.
For anybody who's, yeah.
Yeah, it's very important. These kind of pathways involved are fundamentally different, aren't they, to the treatments you're receiving. So that's why there's no interaction.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
So I also have in there, we also, and of course you work with them closely as well, as Camellia's Tea House. So
right.
they were so excited because of the fact that the connection with Yes to Life. So they jumped on board, which was fantastic. And of course, Camellia's Tea House was started by Lubna and Ajit Madan, and they're a brother and sister pair, and their teas are phenomenal. And they have actually, in the box, we have their therapeutic teas, which are the Digest and Energize and the Rest and Rejuvenate teas. So these were heavily researched, like the herbs going into these teas. The Digest and Energize concoction contains ginger and burdock root, and these are considered both to be powerful healing herbs and spices, and are the two functional key ingredients to digest and energize. And of course, ginger is well known for its help with nausea, which of course, anyone going through chemo has experience with, or many people anyways. And it's also good for gut motility. It also has anti-inflammatory properties. It decreases blood sugar and promotes the body's natural cleansing process. And burdock is not as well known, but it's really powerful. It's I used to do a burdock tea because it's really good at helping to cleanse the liver. So it has various health benefits, but it also helps to lessen viral and microbial activity, and again, supporting the health of the liver and kidneys, and good for inflammation.
Yeah.
And then finally, we have the Relax and Recover formulation. So that one is more of a relaxation tea. It has chamomile, rose, and nettle. And it's helpful for people who experience stress, anxiety, and fear. That's why it was developed. There are some really fantastic tea blends.
Mm. Yeah, well, you're right. Camellia is, again, long-term supporters of ours. And, you know, delighted that they actually developed these teas, especially for people with cancer. Great initiative, and we were very pleased to be allied with that. So, brilliant supporters.
Yeah, I mean, fantastic teas. I mean, I've tried them myself, and they're so...
Me too.
Yes, they're so nice, aren't they? Like, the chamomile is just so soothing. It's really nice at the end of the end of the day.
Yeah, excellent.
We also have in there, so by Sarah London. So we you know, it wasn't the top issue, but, you know, skin health and taking care of your skin during treatment and, of course, afterwards was really, really important. So I also decided to include in there a product by Sarah London. They have a fantastic story. They were started by Sarah, whose sister Lauren was going through chemotherapy, and her skin became really sensitive. And Sarah wanted to really help her, so they came up with this amazing brand. All of the formulas are natural, cruelty-free, dermatologically tested, and proven to strengthen the skin barrier and support the skin microbiome. They're also a B Corp company, and they use sustainable, beautiful packaging. So we decided to include the Bacochial Daily Recovery Booster. Now, this is sort of similar to retinol, but without any of the toxicity or like the harshness of the retinol. And it really helps to stimulate collagen production. It smooths any fine lines and wrinkles without any dryness. So it's really good for sensitive skin, which, of course, a lot of us go through, you know, during treatment.
Yeah. It's one of those sort of issues which doesn't sound like much, you know, but actually these things can be often some of the most uncomfortable things that people have to deal with, these side effects of conventional treatment.
Exactly. And that was really the goal, Robin, you know, to really support people via their gut, with their skin, with their mood, all of it,
right.
You know, the anxiety that people go through. really sunshine in a box.
Excellent. Okay.
That was the name.
What else you got in there?
What else do we have in there? So Wonder Workshop, now they are an amazing company. Their mission is to really use sustainable, ethical farming techniques that are good for the environment, good for the grower and the consumer. They work directly with family-owned small community farms, and they really pride themselves on sourcing like organic functional ingredients to create products with integrity and purpose. I worked with them a number of years ago, and having worked with them, I can tell you just how seriously they take sustainability. Right. Is one of my roles was simply to source sustainable packaging. And honestly, it was so difficult because everything had plastic.
Right.
So it was quite a task, but I think they are so phenomenal. And in this box, we have it's the Nourish boxes. We include the Bear Hug and the Belly Blessing tinctures. So the Bear Hug is exactly as it says. It's really a tincture of lavender, verbena, lemon balm, oat tops, as well as mimulus flower essence. And the whole point of this tincture is to provide a sense of calm and ease, a beer hug for the mind and soul, really.
Okay.
And this is sourced from a British biodynamic farm. So it's from Britain and very, very premium product. And then we also have included the Belly Blessing, which is really supportive for digestion. So again, it contains burdock. It has dandelion, artichoke, peppermint, and it's blended with Serrano flower essence to help boost the digestion. So both of those products are found in the Nourish boxes. And again, with all of these amazing brands, it was really difficult just to fine tune just a couple of products.
I imagine. So, yeah.
Yes. Yes. So I'm always open to possibly, you know, offering others from the brand and seeing what works for people. I think that's really, really important to get that feedback. So I'm excited
Amazing.
For more
yeah.
feedback.
So they sound like exactly the sort of thing people might really like to have when they're going through all the difficulties of cancer. So brilliant. Okay, anything else?
Yes. So we also have the... we featured the Absolute Aromas inhaler. So two things that did come up in the feedback form was that people wanted some help with nausea.
Yeah.
So nausea and, of course, you know, the stress from the illness. So we also have included the two different inhalers. We have one of them is called the Refresh Aroma Inhaler, and this is this formulation is really helps to re-energize the body and elevates the senses. It has citrus and mint essential oils, which really help you stay alert and refreshed. Of course, mint helps with nausea. And we also have a relaxation one. Again, there's these sort of themes, you know, digestion, energizing, and relaxation. But, of course, we want to make sure that we are resting as much as possible during and after treatment. So the relaxation blend that I've chosen from Absolute Aromas has lavender, it has bergamot, it has ylang ylang, and it's really lovely and specially formulated to help one unwind and rebalance.
Yeah.
So that was a really nice addition. And then finally, I'm really excited about this one, Robin.
Okay.
So as you know, if you go to any health food shop or even your Sainsbury's, any of those, you won't find, I mean, it's very difficult to find like a healthy-ish snack bar.
Right.
I mean, a lot of brands pretend to be, but then they have all these seed oils or they have lots of sugar, or even if it's not sugar, it might be, you know, maple syrup as the second ingredient or the first ingredient. But anyways, we know that maple syrup will still spike your blood sugar. So I was really on the hunt for a real quality brand of bars that either didn't contain sugar or had very low sugar and also had nutrition. So when I stumbled on Instagram one day on the B100% account, I was really excited. It was everything I'd been looking for in a bar. And Monica Martini, who is the founder, she's actually a nutritionally trained vegan chef. And she's also a dear friend. And she founded the bars after researching the most nutrient dense options out there. And so that's how she created this brand.
Right.
And what's included in the boxes are pretty much all of them. I believe most of them from her. She just started the brand. So it's her trial pack. And what I'm really excited about is the broccoli sprout bar. She literally has paired broccoli sprouts with chocolate. I kid you not.
Okay. Well, that's original.
It's original. And it actually tastes amazing, Robin.
Really? So okay.
Of course, as we know, broccoli sprouts are high in sulforaphane, pretty much the highest in sulforaphane out of all the plant-based foods. And sulforaphane is a compound that boosts potent antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. It helps to combat oxidative stress and inflammation. And actually, research shows that sulforaphane may also play a role in cancer prevention as well as cardiovascular health. So, you know, when I found this bar, I was like, whoa, had to try it. Absolutely love it. So three of her bars, she also does. We also have the nutty raw cacao, as well as the broccoli sprout one. And there's an amaranth bar too. And they are all beautiful. And they all, none of them spike your blood sugar, because I believe most of them, if not all of them, are sweetened with yacon syrup.
Right.
Which is a lovely, lovely sugar substitute that's natural. And they're just fantastic. So I did, I also want to mention that I interviewed three of these brands so far. So B100%, Wonder Workshop, Hifa Statera, and Camellia's Tea House. So those are all, we can link those below, but,
that'd be great.
Yeah, we can link those. And then I'm also hoping to get some more feedback from some of the other brands. But going back to B100%, B100%, all of her tasty bars are found in the Nourish box, and then at least one in all three of the boxes. So there's three different tiers of boxes, the Nurture, the Rejuvenate, and the Nourish boxes.
Okay, fantastic. Right, lots of stuff in there, something for everyone. And
the
nutrition bars, I can see, it's like when you feel like something, you know, a little bit of a treat, if you can get something that actually is not a negative, you know, it's actually just positive, that's brilliant, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So, obviously, as I've mentioned, some of these brands we've worked with for a long time, a couple of them at least. What's the kind of deal? How's it working out for Yes for Life? Because I mentioned at the beginning, this is kind of in support of Yes for Life.
Yeah. So, the Nourish Box, there would be a 15% donation to Yes to Life. And then with the other boxes, I believe it's the first one is a bit lower. That's a very affordable box. And then the second one, I believe, is about 5 to 10%. But all of the boxes, there is a donation going straight to Yes to Life.
Which is brilliant.
Yes. Yes. And I think it's really difficult to have a very, very, very affordable 20-pound box with everything, you know, going on. So absolutely there is a donation, but the donation percentage does change with the higher end boxes.
Yeah.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I Okay. So maybe we should just talk a little bit more about the boxes. You said the names of the different ranges there. So what do each of them consist of? And roughly what's the price of each of the different size boxes?
Yes. So the Nurture box, there are four different items in the box plus a surprise bonus. And that box is $25 with shipping included, as well as a small percentage going to Yes to Life. That one has, and there is also a book. So it's a book of motivational quotes. And there's a nutrition bar. There's also two camellia teas, the Digest and Energize and Refresh and Rebuild, as well as the Relaxation Aroma Inhaler, as well as a secret surprise bonus. And again, that one is that includes your shipping as well.
Right.
And then you have the Rejuvenate box. This one has seven items: the Hefestaterra, Myco Shi, the shiitake extract, the Refresh Aroma Inhaler. You also have two nutrition bars, one book, and the teas as well. And that one is at $55 with the donation going to Yes to Life at about 10%. And then you also have the final box is the Nourish box, which is a £99. It has the Hefestaterra Myco Shi. There are three different bars, the nutrition bars. You have the Wonder Workshop Belly Blessing or Calm, the Bear Hug Tincture. You have the teas, the Bacochial Serum, the Bicera London, and the inhaler, as well as a motivational book. So that's sort of like the creme de la creme. You get everything in that box.
Right.
And you also get a surprise bonus on all three of the boxes.
The full Monty. Yeah, okay. You're not going to tell us anything about a surprise bonus, I suppose, because it wouldn't be a surprise otherwise. But
yeah, that's a surprise.
Yeah, okay. Apart from the different prices, is there anything other reason someone would choose one over another for a particular person?
Yeah, I think the first box is really just a little gift for someone, you know, like a little just as a gift for someone maybe you don't know that well. Or if you know someone very well and you think, gosh, I really want them to have everything. Then I would go for the Nourish box, and the Nourish box, you either go for the Calm or the Digest pathway, sort of, if you will. So,
well, two options for the
yes.
Nourish box. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So recently we had an order for the Calm, and you know, the person is just starting their treatment. So that is to really help support them through that first part of their journey. And it just depends on what you're looking for. And the middle box is kind of like a nice happy medium, because you get quite a few items, and you also get your Myco Shi, which is great. Two of the bars, a book, Happiness for Every Day, the teas as well. And it's just, I think the middle box is a really nice one. Right. And it could just be, you know, if you feel like you want to give somebody a nice little lift, that is a great one.
Yeah.
So different options for everyone. And of course, like, I'm open to suggestions, but for now, you know, I wanted to get the boxes off the ground. And I think these three are a really nice sort of overview of especially reflection of the feedback that we got back as
yeah.
well. That was
yeah.
really important.
Great. So you're actually fairly confident this is what people will appreciate. And well, you know, I've got to say that I can imagine that somebody who's, you know, at the early stages, say, of a cancer diagnosis and starting on treatment or whatever, to receive something like this from somebody, it would be really special. And of course, I know often friends really want to help out in some way or to support in some way. They've got no idea what to do. You know, they haven't got a clue mm-hmm. what they can do. So this is so great to have all the legwork's been done by you to make sure these products are absolutely on the money when it comes to giving them to somebody with cancer. And so apart from being very nice for them, a lot of these are quite pampering, supportive, lovely things, but also gives them a chance to try out several things which they might want to use ongoingly as well to support them right through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head. I think people try to do things with good intention, but oftentimes, you know, I think they just don't have, they might not know that, you know, maybe alcohol during treatment isn't the best option.
Right, exactly.
High sugary treats, not the best. You know, products for skin filled with chemicals, maybe not. But, you know, they might just not know about some of these other options, because I certainly didn't. I didn't see that there was anything similar to this. So again, that's why I came up with doing this project.
Well, a great idea. So when and where are these available, and what happens about the delivery?
Wonderful question. So they are live now on the yestolifeshop.org website, over at, I believe the link here is yeswellness-boxes. So you can find out more about each of the brands on there. Also, it would be a good idea for us to put the links to some of the interviews. That's a good idea to put that on there. So we'll add that as well. And that's where you find them. And as far as shipping is concerned, shipping is 48 hours tracked and signed, so that, you know, hopefully that would resolve any issues of anything getting lost or anything
like that.
That's great.
So that's UK, presumably.
Yes, yes. UK now at the moment, yes.
Yeah, and but it's all included in the prices that you gave earlier on.
Absolutely. Everything, yeah. The shipping is included.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Just to mention that the easiest way to find the Yes to Life online store is right at the very top of any of the pages of the Yes to Life website. There's a link to it. So just go to yestolife.org.uk. And you'll see it right there at the very top of the page. Okay, well, that's great. We've learned a lot about your great project here and all these wonderful products you put together for people. That's brilliant. And lastly, I wondered, sort of with your nutritionist/health coach hat on, Linda, whether you could give us a few summer health and wellness tips, possibly involving some of the products included in your wellness boxes.
Yes, great question. So, you know, with summertime, this is the period of abundance. This is a period of expansion, lots of socializing happening, you know, being outside. So really what we want to do is nourish ourselves as best that we can, just in terms of thinking of all of that summer brings. So in order to make the most out of summer, you know, definitely hydrating. Hydrating is absolutely key. And one way we can do that, it really is by including those raw cooling foods. So that would be just your raw foods, like your cucumbers, your apples, you know, your berries, making sure that you're hydrating as much as possible. You can add your lemon to your water, starting the day with lemon water. You know, we can also think about waking up early in the morning, getting that sunlight on our eyes to really help ourselves rebalance and make sure that we're getting to bed at the same time every evening, and also just making sure that we are taking time for ourselves, if that's via light movement after walks, you know, making sure that we're moving after our meals, but not really going too crazy at the gym where we're sweating so much and pushing our body so hard that we're getting really, really dehydrated. So we just want to definitely emphasize those cooling foods. Like I said, like I've mentioned, you know, if you're somebody that eats a bit of fruit, this is the time for it. A little bit of citrus here and there wouldn't hurt. Very hydrating, along with cucumber and lots of salads. And you don't, obviously, it's not my place to suggest anyone going fully raw, but it is a good time even for fasting, if that's something that you do, like a couple days fasting, water fasting would be great.
Yeah.
And that's also a really great reset. You know, the body isn't, I've noticed, I don't know about you, Robin, but I'm not really that hungry in the evening. So even taking dinner time a bit earlier, although that said, with it not getting dark till what, as we just had our summer solstice, is it not getting dark until 10 p.m., it is more difficult, I think, to eat earlier, but that is ideal, you know, leaving that 4 hours before bed, at least 3 hours, having your last meal and then going for a light walk, right? Moving after our meals and then winding down after that. So lots of different tips.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, you know, when you think about going out there and people drinking and with barbecues, you know, that's heat. That's giving the body more heat and then sitting in the sun. And that's something to maybe think about trying a bit differently, like maybe having some cooling foods, maybe not sitting in the sun for long periods of time if you're going to be, you know, having, you know, poor meal choices. So all of these things can really create more heat and affect our mood, affect our liver. And now is a time to really like eat those cooling foods to help balance the heat out, you know, getting cooling our bodies from the inside outwards.
All right. All great advice. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's interesting how your eating requirements change between the seasons, isn't it? It is quite different in the summer.
Yeah.
The types of...
And the body calls out for it, doesn't it? It's like, oh, I don't really want hot soup.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good. All right. Well, look, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for coming on the show today. Tell us all about your great idea of these wellness books with Linda. I do hope they're enormously popular, and I'm confident they're going to make a fantastic present for someone with cancer to receive. And then there's the added bonus of providing benefit to Yes to Life to be able to deliver support to more people with cancer. So all in all, a wonderful scheme.
Thank you so much, Robin. It's great to be here, and thank you for your involvement with this project and for having me on the podcast.
Pleasure. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Do take a look at the wellness boxes online. The address again is yestoliveshop.org/wellness-boxes. Or if you're familiar with the charity's main website, yestolife.org.uk, then click the link right at the very top of every page to the online store. And once there, choose brands. And while I'm mentioning websites, I want to say a word about past Yes to Life shows. There are now more than 400 of these, and while this could seem overwhelming, there is actually a great search tool to help you find the material that interests you. So, first let me direct you to the Our Services page on the website. On the homepage, just scroll down a little and you'll find a tile labelled Our Services, and the page this links to is a great starting place for any exploration of what the charity does. There you'll find a link to the Yes to Life show, and once there, you'll find below the most recent show, there are 3 search boxes where you can look for particular guests, topics, or keywords. And a powerful new feature that's been added recently to each individual page is that any related content on the website is listed at the bottom. So, if the show features, say, Kirsten Chick, then there are links to other shows that feature her, a Cancer Talk podcast in which she's the guest, to her entry in the Life Directory of Integrative Medicine Providers and Therapists, where you can read about the services she provides and find her contact details, to blog posts, and to more. So, I encourage you to take a look, and also to use this as a good starting place when looking for a practitioner to support you. And once you've located the Our Services page, use that as the springboard to find out about the wealth of services and resources that we offer both online and in person. I hope you found today's show interesting and will want to check out the gorgeous wellness boxes Linda has put together. That's it for the show this week, but I'll be back again next week with another Yes to Life show here on UK Health Radio. Goodbye.